The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
John asks, tips on qualifying prospects. Building a social foundation is key, but sometimes I see so many people just dropping out of my business. I guess it's part of the network marketing business model. So I didn't spend a lot of time. The only qualification thing that I would suggest, I wanted to love on customers and have them stay a customer forever. I never wanted to create a scenario where they felt like I was pressuring them to have a level of desire that they don't have. I wasn't addicted to them building the business. As far as them just falling off, honestly, you know, if I'm being honest here, I never really noticed. You know, I knew that my job was to see who was open to becoming a customer or becoming a rep, introduce them into the culture of the team, invite them to events, and hope for the best, and work with the people that wanted to go to work, and love on all the people that stuck around. And I think having that kind of mindset probably kept some people that would have quit. But hey, did I have people quit? Totally, totally. So I suggest against qualifying people to make sure they're super serious and that they want to build a humongous business. I would caution against that. The only thing I would qualify is expectations. So if someone comes in thinking that they're going to make money easily or overnight or something like that, and they have no idea what they're doing, then I want to manage that. That I want to qualify and say, wait a minute, you think you're going to make money overnight? Probably not going to happen. Junior asks, when you get a new business partner slash rep, how do you get them up to speed if you yourself are fairly new and don't know all the steps it take to launch them successfully? So you get a couple options nowadays. Suggest if they want to build a business, you may suggest that they join Rankmakers. That's one option. Number two is I would go, if you're fairly new, I would go upline and find, is there a recommended fast start training? And, does that exist anywhere? And if it just doesn't, then you may at some point think about creating that. But if you're fairly new, I really would hope that you'd be able to find something out there. And if you can't find anything, we do have a CD that we sell called the Home Business Fast Start. And it's everything I would tell a new distributor that wanted to build a business on what to do. And you can check that out at rayhigdon.com/HBFS. It stands for Home Business Fast Start. So if you cannot, despite going all the way upline and going to as many leaders as you can, if you're unable to find any kind of fast start, then you could do that, or you can introduce them to Rankmakers.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.